So with Holy Mother Church today, we rejoice in this great festivity of St. Jerome, this great priest and doctor of the church who lived in the 4th century, around the same time of St. Augustine, and around the time when the scriptures were codified, when the bishops came together and decided through inspiration which books, which letters should be compiled together to be known as the Bible. And St. Jerome, we are indebted to him for the translation, for the official translation of the scriptures. St. Jerome gave it to us in the late 4th century. He was born into a pagan lifestyle, was kind of mischievous and lived a wild life, was baptized around the age of 20, repented from all of his sin and wild ways, and devoted his life to prayer and to study, seeking almost a constant monastic life of solitary prayer and study, just really diving into the Word of God. He's also known to have been less than nice at times, maybe a little irritable, not so pleasant to be around all the time. And so he, in order to control his temper, to not react so angrily, so viscerally towards people, he took on a penance of learning ancient Hebrew as a way of controlling his passions and directing his energy. And because of that, he was able to be the scholar of the scriptures. And he was able to go to the ancient sources and give an accurate, a valid translation of all of the Old Testament. And then the New Testament, which was written in Greek, was able to give a unified translation. And so here we are, almost 1,800 years later, still reaping the fruit of his work. So our character defects, those parts of us that are less than perfect, when we heed Mother Church's advice and we voluntarily do mortifications and take on penances, we fast, we deny ourselves, we make our life a little uncomfortable, a little inconvenient for the purpose of controlling and directing our energy, who knows what fruit that will bear in the life of the church? Jerome didn't study Hebrew so that he could translate the scriptures. But Mother Church and her wisdom chose this man to be this scholar. This is a great opportunity for each of us. Now, we probably won't be on the level of St. Jerome, a doctor of the church, and our work being fruitful 1,800 years later, but maybe your witness, your conversion will help your neighbor, will help your spouse, will help our parish. Man, we never know. This is the great gift that we have of being a member of the church, is that we can benefit from each other's works. You know, St. Jerome is famous for saying ignorance of scriptures is ignorance of Christ. And he came to that conclusion as he was studying and translating Isaiah from the Old Testament. And he even said that everything that is revealed in Christ is to be found in the prophecy of Isaiah. And so if we want to know Christ, St. Jerome would say, and Mother Church would teach us, that we need to know the Old Testament prophecies. We need to know the scriptures. And this is what St. Paul is telling Timothy in that first reading. But the value that the scriptures have in our lives for teaching and for refutation and for training. And St. Paul told him, from a youth, you know that you knew the scriptures. And so again, those of us who have the opportunity to teach the young people in any way, children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, whatever it may be, are we encouraging our young people to know the Word of God, to know the sacred scriptures? And St. Jerome would say that the parents have the primary responsibility of educating their children. And it's something that in our parish we're trying to recapture that, to empower parents to be the primary educators of their children, regardless of what environment your child is in as far as learning. You, the parents, are primary. But St. Jerome would tell the parents that their witness, their manner of life, is the most important teacher for their children. More important than the words that they share is the witness that they give. And it's true for all of us, because we're all a member of the church, the body of Christ. And so the witness of our lives must match the words that we share. It's a great scandal when there's, as we heard yesterday, duplicity within us. So St. Jerome has so much to teach us. He's a great figure, not just of the ancient church, but of the church today, of the necessity to know the Word of God, the Word of God and the Word of God, the necessity to voluntarily take on penances and mortifications, to not be satisfied with, well, that's just the way that I am, but to strenuously work for moral perfection in our lives, and to be a good witness to the truth, to allow the Word of God to form our hearts and our minds, to transform our hearts and our minds, so that we become a living witness to the powerful Word of Jesus. This is a great invitation, a great opportunity that we have to change the world, to change our parish, to change our families. We ask for that grace today, to fall in love again with the sacred scriptures, or maybe for the first time. Pope Benedict XVI said, there's nothing better than being surprised by the gospel. Ask for that grace through St. Jerome's intercession, that today you be surprised by the Word of God.